Well, this week, we're talking with foreign thinkers about how the U.S. looks from abroad as President Bush's term comes to a close and the Obama administration prepares to take power. For the view from Europe, we turn to Nicole Bacheron in Paris. She's a political scientist specializing in French-American relations, whose books include Should We Be Afraid of America? She says Europe now is reassessing.
It seems to me pretty much all of Europe looks at the United States with a kind of very puzzled and surprised look. It's been the thing to do for 8 years to bash the country, bash George Bush and his administration, and basically be very critical, if not hostile, to a country that was supposed to be very conservative, you know, fanatically religious, and you know, becoming very different from Europe. And all of a sudden, you know, it's very hard to understand that this country, with the caricature of this country, elected someone like Barack Obama. And all of a sudden, it means that the United States appears, you know, modern, democratic, very advanced, a model again. And it's like, I think people are kind of unsettled, and it doesn't make quite so much sense if the caricature had even been true, and I don't think it had.
Remind us of how George W. Bush came to be viewed after the invasion of Iraq. What was the political cartoon version of him over there?
George Bush was someone, is someone, it was so easy to put in a cartoon figure, to caricature. And I don't want to sound disparaging. I mean, I don't share all those views. But, you know, the cowboy, the Texan, who doesn't have a clue about the outside world, who is very simplistic, you know, black and white, good and evil, fairly aggressive, doesn't talk so well, is not very articulate. And the overall impression was of someone who could take dramatic decision without, you know, having a sense of how it would hit other people abroad, how they would react, how they would feel, what kind of impact it would have. And I think one of the factors of the immense popularity that Barack Obama enjoys right now is that people around the world feel he sees them. They didn't think George Bush ever saw them.
Of course, the relationship between France and the U.S. seems to have been, you know, gone negative and then come back to being somewhat positive, at least at the highest levels. That is, with the election of your own president, Nicolas Sarkozy, was there not a warming in the relationship between France and the U.S.?
Absolutely. I mean, the French-American relationship works really well, actually. If you look, you know, at the real issues, the cooperation, of course, in Afghanistan, on many international issues in the Middle East, or would it be Lebanon, Syria, Iran, for that matter, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, as well as trade, economic issues. It does work very well. But George Bush never had a chance to make a second good impression. His first term was disastrous in terms of international relations, and public opinion stayed there. Although during his second term and after the election of Nicolas Sarkozy in France in particular, it worked actually quite well.
So to go back to what you said earlier, Europeans you would describe as scratching their heads a little bit, wondering how ever did it happen that the same voters in America who voted in twice George W. Bush have now voted in Barack Obama. What are they coming up with?
You know, I don't see much explanation being done, to tell you the truth. However, for 8 years, we had a general buzz in Europe that was, let us Europeans lecture the United States. They're primitive, they're conservative, and we are sophisticated, and we are, you know, we're developing a new model that's peaceful and more civilized, and we care more for higher values. And now all of a sudden, it's what I hear, the whole buzz is, wow, we Europeans, we are backwards, we're way ahead. You know, if you look at a country like France, there are millions of people who are immigrants. They come from Africa or from North Africa. They have an African or Arabic background. And there are very, very little of them, you know, in any kind of power structure. And everybody is looking at their parliaments, their media, their elites, and seeing they're not mixed like their own population is. And all of a sudden, the United States is way ahead.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome anytime.
Nicole Bacheron is a political scientist and historian in France who writes extensively about French-American relations. She joined us from Paris. Tomorrow we'll get the view from Pakistan from journalist Fazi Zaka.